2018 in review. In world news, Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was killed on October 2, 2018, inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. North and South Korea vowed to formally end the Korean War. Cuba announces its new president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, ending the 59-year Castro leadership. Britain plans its withdrawal of the European Union and its departure is being called Brexit. They both reach an agreement on Britain's exit strategy. Both Brazil and Mexico appoint new leaders. Brazil with Jair Bolsonaro and Mexico with Andrés Manuel López Obrador. 12 Thai youth soccer players and their coach were rescued from a flooded cave which ended an 18-day ordeal that claimed the life of an experienced volunteer diver. On September 28, 2018, a shallow, large 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck in the neck of the Minahasa Peninsula, Indonesia, which caused a tsunami. The combined effects of the earthquake and tsunami led to the deaths of at least 2,256 people. In U.S. news, Judge Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to fill a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court after Senate hearings on allegations of sexual harassment during his early years. On February 14, 2018, a gunman opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killing 17 students and staff members and injuring 17 others. California endured a tough year for wildfires, which lead to the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. The two fires and a third smaller blaze produced $9 billion in initial insurance claims. Debris cleanup is pegged at $3 billion. In politics, throughout 2018, Robert Mueller and his special counsel investigated whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia ahead of the 2016 election. The Democratic Party seizes control of the House of Representatives as a result of the U.S. midterm elections. In culture, the hashtag MeToo movement establishes momentum throughout 2018 battling against sexual harassment and sexual assault. Many powerful men were forced to account for past instances of sexual assault and misconduct which resulted in indictments and criminal charges. Meghan Markle marries Prince Harry, becoming the first woman of color to join the British royal family. In entertainment, chef, food critic, and TV personality Anthony Bourdain was found dead by apparent suicide at the age of 61. TV show Roseanne was canceled after Roseanne Barr sent out a racially charged tweet about a former President Obama advisor. Bill Cosby was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault against Andrea Constand. Legendary fashion designer Kate Spade was found dead of apparent suicide at the age of 55. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, died on August 16, 2018, from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. In sports, the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. The Boston Red Sox win the World Series over the Los Angeles Dodgers. France wins the World Cup 4-2 over Croatia, claiming its second title. The Golden State Warriors win its second NBA championship in a row over the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was the Warriors' 4th appearance in the NBA Finals in a row. The Washington Capitals win the Stanley Cup versus the Las Vegas Golden Knights. In business, the U.S. unemployment rate hits its lowest mark since 1969. Forbes magazine announces that Kylie Cosmetics, founded and owned by Kylie Jenner, amassed a net worth of $900 million.